Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Phil Leese has a heart to see families strengthened, government made more accountable and efficient, and traditional principles recognized and supported in all areas of society. In the 1990s, as a result of a highly controversial explicit sexual health curriculum viewed by his daughter in grade 5, Phil organized a community parent group that brought forward accurate scientific evidence supporting traditional values on human sexual activity. The result? The school board adopted an abstinence-based curriculum, and within 2 years, teen pregnancies in the city dropped by 22%. Phil Leese is with us today. But before we go further, as we typically do, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio broadcast is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. You say, Danny, how does that connect what you just said and the gospel? Well, you see, the one who loves you and knows you and all that you're facing right now, well, just as God is interested in the challenges and formation of your convictions in everyday life, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. The gospel does not put its head, as it were, in the sand to pretend life around us isn't happening. The very vibrance of the gospel and the very power of Christ himself is that he is engaged in every aspect of our lives. He who loves us so much. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, dear friend, he rose again from the grave. And today, no matter what you're going through, the living Christ, calls you to himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Phil Leese is the founder of PEACE, Public Education Advocates for Christian Equity. He devoted most of his working career, 29 years, to public education as a teacher, school board education consultant, university instructor, and Ontario Ministry of Education consultant. He's married to Ruth. They have 3 children, 2 sons-in-law, and 3 grandchildren. They live in a farm community outside Hamilton, Ontario in Canada. Phil, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's an honor to be here. And I bring greetings from Kalihi and Pastor Jonathan Steeper as well.
Well, that warms my heart. That warms my heart in a bit more chilly place here than in Hawaii. I mentioned Canada. I mentioned Hamilton. But where did you grow up specifically, Phil?
I did grow up in Hamilton, Danny. I was born and raised in Hamilton. I did not do an awful lot of traveling as a child. I grew up in a very, very modest family in Hamilton. Yeah.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
In my growing up years, you know, I had a Salvation Army Corps officer, Captain Barber. Was very encouraging, and then later on in life, that's as a child and as an early teen. Then later on in life, the pastor Gord at a church that I came to be part of in my late 20s was very encouraging to me when it came to the social issues. Something, you know, things would be happening at the federal government and I'd be bringing the information to him. And, you know, other pastors in the past may have said, oh, you know, yeah, well, that's too bad and would leave it. But Pastor Gord, he would encourage me and he'd say, what can we do to share this with our community? What can we do to share this with our congregation? And then we went beyond that to the churches in our community. So that's, I think it was Pastor Gord when it came to encouraging me on these kinds of issues. He was the most influential.
And that all happened when you were in your 20s.
That did. I was in my actually late 20s, early 30s, yes.
Well, it's amazing how God prepared you in those earlier years.
Yes.
With your pastor, with Pastor Gord, in preparation for the expansive type of work. You mentioned Collegiate Union Church. You mentioned Pastor Jonathan Steeper. Indeed, they KUC is very dear to my heart. That's where I grew up. It's my home church, and of course, Pastor Jonathan and his parents and family have meant so much to us, my wife and I. Now, with Pastor Gord, did you know that God was preparing you for the kind of work that you would be doing, the kind of work you're doing now?
I had no idea. You know, and at the beginning when, for example, in Canada, we're considering the whole issues of leading up to same-sex marriage and things like that. I had no idea. I was just following and saying, Lord, what do you want us to do? We got involved with Focus on the Family. They came in and helped us do community impact seminars. But then we found, they come in, do a seminar, and go away. And everything falls flat. So I said, okay, so we have to begin to build a grassroots group here that will help support families and to cope in the trials and actually help our families to thrive.
Phil, how did you become a Christian? I know we're moving a little forward. I'm taking a couple steps back, but this is foundational.
Okay.
How did Phil Lease become a Christian?
Well, it was at a Bible gospel church. I was born and raised in an Anglican church, I guess similar to an Episcopalian church here in the States. My parents, when I was younger, they bought a variety store and were working 7 days a week, so church activity ended. But my grandmother would take us to the Salvation Army. I would go to Sunday school. And then I had friends who attended a Bible gospel church, and I went there for vacation Bible school. And that was that day, 8 years old, vacation Bible school. I gave my heart to the Lord, and that was the beginning. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning. But it wasn't until later on in life, when after I got married, that actually we ended up rededicating and really coming to the Lord.
A turning point for you, seemingly one for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in the fifth grade of your daughter that was so catalytic in the direction of your life?
Well, my daughter came home one day in grade five, and she said she came home really upset. I drove home from work, and at that time I was a teacher. And my wife, Ruth, says, Jennifer is really upset, Phil. Something happened in school. And I said, what happened? She said, she is so upset she can't tell me. And my daughter's in the bedroom crying. And so I said, well, I can go and ask. And maybe she's misunderstood something. And so I went to the school and I asked and I just said, can you share with me what was taught during health class so that I can help my daughter understand? And immediately the teacher said, oh, that was public health that came in. And I said, oh, and the teacher was quite defensive. So there was an indication to me that, there was some kind of difficulty. So I went to public health, and what I found out was my daughter had learned how to put a contraceptive on an anatomically correct model. She also learned about alternative sexual lifestyles and a number of other things that really disturbed her, that led to confusion in her mind about what was right or wrong for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the turning point. And after that, Pastor Gord said to me, Phil, we need to help families understand what is coming into our schools. And so we hosted a community impact seminar and invited churches to come in. And we had speakers come in to talk about the changing curriculum. And that's how it all started in our community. And from there, we began to build in our local community just an organization. At that time, it wasn't called PEACE. It was called the Hamilton Wentworth Family Action Council. And we just helped to inform families, not so that they can protest against the schools. That wasn't our goal. Our goal was, and as a teacher, I understood the schools are supposed to be pluralistic. We're supposed to respect everybody. And part of that respecting everybody is understanding how that affects how curriculum is delivered. Because every child is supposed to be able to see themselves in the curriculum. And one of the expectations, it's not often taught at the university level, because the university levels tend to be very liberal in their instruction of teachers. But one of the expectations, and it's in most jurisdictions, buried somewhere in their College of Teachers or their Hawaii State Teachers Association, there's usually an expectation that reads something like this: teachers are to help the children connect the learning in the classroom to their life experiences and their cultural and spiritual background. And I saw that wasn't happening in our schools. So what we had to do is inform families so that they could communicate with the schools what their cultural and spiritual backgrounds are and ask the schools to incorporate that in the instruction.
How was that received?
At first, it was very difficult for the school because they didn't see a problem, and they thought that the curriculum they were delivering, again, they would say was neutral. And we had many discussions with the board and actually started to build positive relationships with administration.
Phil, let's take a moment here. We'll just push the pause button for a while, a brief moment, before we go to break. But you mentioned the word positive. There are certain things that took place that allowed you to convey what you wanted to convey. I'm anticipating a certain kind of open door, a certain receptivity. What is particularly interesting to me is, if that is so, how did you do that and why? What are some of the lessons that you learned to communicate a message that could be, perhaps if communicated in a different way, could be received with a great deal of contention, but with a certain openness? Now you're delving into something, have delved into it, so you're speaking out of your life of experience. But I want to go back, because sometimes there is a certain, just on the face of things, when we come across a certain way, we immediately, it's as though we say, you better put up your dukes, put up your resistance. And we never get as far as we want to get. But there are other ways. Perhaps, Phil Leese, you can share a little bit about this when we come back. Not just a little bit, Phil. I want you to share much more. We're listening to Phil Leese. He's the founder of PEACE, Public Education Advocates for Christian Equity. He'll be back to share more with you, with me. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you know, when you communicate, you can say something, you can think that you're saying something to someone else. And you can think, or I can think, we can think that they've gotten our message. We got it across. They, on the other hand, may not have received anything from us. In fact, the feelings we think we may have conveyed may not be reciprocated. In fact, we may have exacerbated or made things worse. Thus, the issue of communication, the challenge, the problems, but also the beauty, because when we do communicate and someone receives and there is reciprocity and then a conveyance of a mutual understanding and there's growth, well, there's the beauty, the blooming of successful communication. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Our guest today, Phil Lease. Phil originates from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, but he's with us. He's there in Hawaii. I'm broadcasting here from Boston, Massachusetts, in this program, we're talking about a very sensitive issue. You start dealing with curriculum, with schools, when you start dealing with sexual identities and sexual practices, what's being taught. Phil is in the middle of it. He's been successful. How? He'll share with us. Phil Lease, take us back. You have a certain approach that you've picked up on initially. It's grown, but how did it start?
Well, Danny, you know, as I said, when we found out it was actually being taught in the schools, we had to sit down and really carefully consider how we present this. We had watched in the past times when the faith community responds in an adversarial way, protesting and things like that. And we thought, gee, is that what we should do? And then the first step we went forward in was we actually had a prayer march around the school board, okay? And we thought that would be appropriate. And we found that that actually offended. It's not that we shouldn't pray, but doing it in that environment around the school board building, that was even seen more like a protest. So we learned from that, and we learned very quickly. So we didn't do a second one. Then we started to communicate directly with school board members and with senior management. And sometimes their responses would come back, and in their letters, we would understand that, okay, well, gee, you know, maybe we said something and they took it the wrong way, or maybe we didn't communicate clearly, you know? And one thing I found very, very quickly was that often we as Christians, when we communicate, If we say, well, this is how we operate because Scripture says, and we start quoting Scripture, that immediately puts up a wall. And not that Scripture isn't good. It's wonderful, but it's to inform us, not to inform the non-believer. So we learned that very early. So a number of school board meetings, when I would talk to school board members, they would ask me, Phil, what's your problem with the curriculum? Instead of saying, this is wrong curriculum, it's unhealthy, it's whatever, I would say, for people of faith, and as a father of faith, my number one responsibility is to help my child understand that people have, God gives us the right to choose differently. And there will be people who choose in ways that we might not agree with, but we have to accept and respect that. And then you'd see the eyes of the school board trustees kind of open up and their mouths drop because they weren't expecting that kind of answer. And then I'd say, and secondly, I want to teach my child in a way that they desire to live a life that's as healthy as possible. You'll notice I didn't quote Scripture. You'll notice I didn't say that what you're teaching is against God. And they'd say, what do you mean as healthy as possible? And I would say, well, I hope you don't mind me sharing, but in Scripture, there are guidelines. If we follow the dietary guidelines, we tend to live a healthier life. If we follow the sexual health guidelines, we tend to avoid infections. And what happens is when we communicate that way, it kept us in the discussion. Okay? And that was our goal, to communicate in a way, right at the very beginning, how do we communicate in a way that keeps us at the table?
I picked up on something. When you talked about your child's health, and I'm envisioning, you know, their ears figuratively perking up, their eyes, their faces engaging. But it sounded almost like you used some of the terminology that was already written in the documents that the school had already published.
Absolutely.
In terms of their goals.
Absolutely. What we have to do, Danny, this is their game. We're in their field, and we have to learn to play by their rules.
Therefore, we need to learn their language.
That's right. We need to learn their language. And it doesn't matter where I go. You know, I can find, like, let's say for here in Hawaii, when I first came here, family, and we found out about this controversy curriculum, where do we go? Well, I just dug in school board policy, and I found regulation 2210 that says, when it comes to sensitive curriculum, the school's supposed to let the parents know, and parents let the school know about what might be sensitive. So, you know, so we refer to that policy, and again, we play by their, not just their rules, but as you say, their language.
It's an interface, a point of mutuality. Mm-hmm. You can come together. This is what's written. It's been accepted. It's been approved. How do we activate that? How is it applied? How can we integrate where we're coming from? How can we integrate where you're coming from? And how can we enter into a meaningful dialogue? Your involvement in meaningful dialogues is, I think it's tantamount, Phil, because there are times when we think we're communicating, that we are in dialogue, but the hearts of others are completely closed to either what them saying, you're not going to hear me, and I'm not even hearing you. So this is just a charade, as it were. But you're moving forward. There's progress. Take us further on how things evolved through the years to become even more effective.
Well, I would say probably the most the most significant adjustment we made was when I met, you're familiar with Ed Silvoso?
Yes, I know of him.
Okay. Transformation, Transform Our World. And Ed was in Canada. I went to a conference, and he was talking about how to positively influence your community, and he was speaking on the Luke 10 approach and the emphasis on building relationship before you share the truth, before you share even your needs, right? And I heard him, and then I bought the tape, and I listened to it, or the CD. I listened to it a number of times, right? And after it took me a little while, we really started to embrace that. And we said, okay, so what we need to do is, and we realized that the reason for the sensitive curriculum, Danny, isn't because of the opposition. The powers of darkness are always there, but we created an opportunity. In Canada, people of faith aren't discipling our kids the way we used to. And the school board says we have to teach sex ed because parents don't. Mm-hmm. And that's true. And the churches have withdrawn over the last three generations. The churches have withdrawn from the schools. And there's a void. And if this faith community is not having input, how can we expect the school to understand who we are and what our needs are? So we have to re-engage with our schools. And we say, instead of re-engaging negatively, we come in and we encourage pastors, you know, if your church really believes that you need to be a significant part of the community, why don't you meet with the principal and sit down and say, what's your vision for the school? Not, these are our concerns. What's your vision? And then find out where you can plug in and support those families. Because you'll find 99.5% of what is shared, you say, man, that's important for kids.
Give us a snapshot, Phil, of what has happened in Canada, in your homeland, and then of course, what has happened in Hawaii, and then the broader vision of what you'd like to see happen beyond that.
Okay, in Canada, we've actually had mandated a curriculum. It's based on comprehensive sex education. And comprehensive sex education is an international directive set out by the World Health Organization, United Nations, and it's being piloted by Planned Parenthood. And so what's happened in the last 5 years, what had been coming in on and off, and what my daughter experienced, was supplementary curriculum, but supplementary lesson content. It was what was recommended to teachers to bring in, but it wasn't part of the curriculum. But now it's mandated, okay, in Ontario. And it starts in kindergarten, where we introduce students to the genitalia of male and female, and they have to label them. And it's led to, and we can go on and on about the problems, but it's led to reduced modesty, increased investigation on the playground. Then in grade two, gender identity, a very complex issue to discuss for kids to try and embrace. And by grade three and four, we have to help children decide what their gender identity is, whether they are actually male or female or something in between. By the time we get to grade six, we're emphasizing self-stimulation for the purpose of finding out what you like and don't like in sexual ways and how you may or may not be able to share your sexual feelings with somebody who might be considered more than just a friend.
Phil, and then, yep. When we come back, I want to make sure we talk about. And again, let me say this with sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't want to offend you, but I want to ask, I think I need to ask, and hear your answer. When we come back, let's talk about it. But the question is, Phil, as you're describing these things, why does it matter? Why do these things matter? What's the impact of it?
Mm.
If there is not engagement, if we disengage, as you say, churches have typically done for a good significant number of years, why does it matter? Could we talk about that when we come back?
That'd be great.
You see, Phil is dealing with issues. He's in the arena, as it were. It's a contentious arena. Yes, there are. There's a cosmic battle going on. Light and darkness, good and evil. There's a tug, there's a pull. Sometimes it gets messy. It does get messy. How do you make progress to it. Why? Why is it a pull? Why is it a challenge? Why does it get messy? Why does it matter? More from Phil Lise when we come back. Stay
wandering
with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, as a parent, everyone at some point needs to go through it with their child. You need to speak with them about sex and how they will respond, or how they ought to see this subject matter, and how they see themselves in relation to that. It also goes on in the schools. If we don't teach it at home, the schools will teach it. Whether or not we're aware of it, the school has a curriculum that the school is using. School, I'm speaking school in general terms, school would be using to communicate that for the betterment or the health of the child. Does it matter what is being taught? Should we care? Why should we care? And when we do care, let's say we it matters to us, how do we communicate concerns if we do have concerns? In fact, when we communicate those concerns, how does the public, how does the school, how does the public outside the life of faith, as it were, the community of faith, the Christian faith, how do they perceive it? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Phil Leese is in studio with us today. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm glad you're with us today. Yes, we're pushing some hot buttons, and Phil's got his finger on those buttons, and he's pressing them effectively and gently. Phil, how do you communicate? What do you do?
Well, first, as I alluded to earlier, we need to first build relationship with our schools. Even as a family, one of the number one things, and we have a webinar that we guide parents through, and after they learn about the facts of the curriculum, we say, now don't talk yet. Tie your hands behind your back, put duct tape over your mouth, because you're going to talk in anger, and that's not going to help. So then we teach them the peaceful process. We teach them Luke 10. And then we give them a list of things that they can do to begin to intentionally blessing their teacher. Small little things, just positive notes in the child's communication book about what the child liked at school. Or, you know, you're dropping the child off at school, you know, drop a coffee off for the teacher, you know. Begin to intentionally bless, pray, and serve. And then take on the sex ed at home. Okay, and because if you take on the sex ed at home, and we've got resources to help parents, all right, then when you go to talk to the teacher, you're talking from a facts base. You understand exactly what's happening in the school, not an emotional base. You're talking from experience, all right, and you've built relationship with the teacher, and they're willing to sit down and talk, and you don't communicate in a way that puts down the program, and you don't say, I want you to change the program. You say, and this is what we do, we have alternative lesson content for our kids. And this subject is so sensitive, you know, and when we really believe, it's not that we don't want our kids to understand this. We believe this is so important that we want our children to understand how this connects to our faith. So we've got an alternative materials here. Can you tell me when sex ed's going to be taught? So I can start 2 weeks before at home. And if you share with me exactly what's going to be taught in the class, right, and there's nothing from which our faith requires us to abstain, then I'll send my child for sex ed. If not, can my child go down the library or in another class and do the alternative assignments, which, by the way, you check in the back of the book, meet government expectations, but it helps the child to connect the learning to their faith. It also provides for the child, and this is where the teachers get the attention, the scientific evidence for our approach, you know, when it comes to alternative sexual activity and the high risks and things like that. So our kids get all that information, and then they then there's the scriptural component that just says, here are the guidelines in scripture. How did the guidelines connect to science? And the kid's conclusion is, wow, God gave us a book to help us to live a life that's as healthy as possible. And we ask the teachers, could our kids do this, and will you work with us? And we do it in a very winsome way, Danny. And we have had absolutely no problems so far. As a matter of fact, two school boards in Ontario have embraced our curriculum, and they've told their teachers, not that they're teaching it in the classroom, because we can't teach from a faith perspective directly in the classroom, but that if a faith parent brings this in and wants to do these alternative activities, you are required to do that.
Phil, as you so eloquently speak out of your experience, you've seen it work. Mm-hmm. You've seen a good deal of receptivity. Let's consider these things from Ontario, Canada. Let's think about you're there in Hawaii right now. You've done a good deal of work, significant work in Hawaii. Our broadcast, we have friends listening to our broadcasts in North Carolina, people here in different states. How would these general principles apply across the board where someone may be listening that's not in Canada, that's not in Hawaii, maybe North Carolina, maybe another state?
Well, Danny, first and foremost, we have to understand that this is an international directive, and all of the states are under the pressure. So this curriculum is there, and in some cases has been there for 20, 25 years.
Mm. Totally ingrained in the system.
Totally, totally. Mm. And so what we find, though, is the materials we've developed in Ontario, we've come here to Hawaii, and we start modifying them for Hawaii. We look and we find, what are the policies, what's the language here in the education system, and we start adapting our materials. And in some cases, that doesn't require all that much adapting. But we are all people. And Luke 10, the relational approach, works no matter where you go. Hmm. You know, I'm even being called, I have to go to a conference in April to the Caribbean, you know, because they're seeing this approach could work there.
Say someone listening wants to find out more about your curriculum. Mm-hmm. They want to get in touch with some of your resources. Maybe they want to communicate with you. How would they do that?
Well, you can go to peacehawaii.org or peaceontario.com. Those are our two websites. And there'll be contact information there. If you want to, you could email me directly at philleys777@gmail.com. And we're happy to work with you. And that's what our ministry, and that's, we really feel what the Lord is directing us to do.
What's your vision?
My vision, you know, and when we start talking with the school board, sometimes they respond when the Christians are starting to talk. They automatically assume you're trying to create a Christian system. Our vision is to help the people of faith communicate in a way that is going to engage the system, that we come alongside the system, we be part of the system, so that we will create opportunities for people who don't believe to ask questions, to ask the right questions that will help us to share Christ.
Have you always had this this way about you? Not abrasive, engaging, soft, and yet clear. There's a strength that's there. Was that Phil Lees as a child? Was that Phil Lees as a young adult? Or?
Well, I think the Lord's been working on me. You know, I can just share one time when it really was clear that we're on the right path that God wants us on. I had to present in the legislature in Ontario, and we had this controversial legislation coming in that was going to mandate this kind of curriculum, kindergarten to grade 12. And there were all kinds of people in there. I was number 67. And everybody has 10 minutes. So I'm waiting hours and hours and hours to present. And after my presentation, I left. I had to leave. I had an appointment. And the transgendered community followed me out. And so I'm talking 11 biological males wearing dresses. And one of them said, "Could we talk?" And I thought, oh my goodness, what did I say? And I said, sure, but can I just ask a question before we do? All kinds of people spoke before me, and many of them basically shared the same message. Why do you want to talk to me? And the response was, because you shared your concerns about how this legislation would impact the people of faith you represent, but you did it in a way that still honored me. And I said, thank you. Let's sit down and talk. We talked, Danny, for an hour and a half. We talked about And they shared openly about their difficulties, not just being transgendered, but the difficulties they had in life that led them to these decisions. And it gave us opportunity, Danny, to pray and to pray for them. And then at the end, they said, you know, we really appreciate you sharing with us because we don't get this kind of contact with people of faith like you very often. And I apologize for that. But we had additional meetings later on. I'm trying to continue this relationship. And that's what we would like to encourage more Christians to do. These are God's people.
Phil, when we come back from our break, we have just a few minutes left together with you. And I'm very grateful that you're with us today, that we're able to have this time. When we come back, I'd like to talk about something that may be even more contentious. And that is someone in our faith community, someone even in the body of Christ, a believer, who is listening and saying, oh, come on, man. Come on, Phil. Come on, Danny. You guys are softies. You got to come at them hard. I mean, we it's like you're lying down. It's like, you know, what's this relationship stuff? These are the things. This is a matter of righteousness. This is a matter of culture. This is a matter of a spiritual legacy for the kingdom of God. When someone comes that way and thinks and feels and conveys their thoughts in that form, what ought we to say? What would Phil Lease, how would Phil Lease respond to something like that? Can we address that when we come back, Phil?
I would love to. Thank you.
Again, Phil is, he's in the arena. He's connected with transformation, the transformational movement. He's mentioned Ed Silvoso, the leader of that movement. Luke 10, the communication of integrating that in the body of Christ. More from Phil Lease when we come back. Don't miss it now. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, somebody says, no, Danny, Phil. You guys are going about it the wrong way. I mean, hey, this is a serious matter. You got to go at it head on. I mean, just really go hard. Don't be so soft. Phyllis, what would you say?
Well, Danny, I've been watching. I watch both sides of this, of the argument on this and the way people respond. And if I give you just an example, in Ontario, when this curriculum became mandatory, we had huge protests. We had 5,000 people, you know, protest around Queen's Park, our legislature. We had families pull their kids out of school for a week. And we're talking one school in particular in Toronto, 75% of the students did not show up for school. Okay. And I asked this and I asked the question, are we looking for results? Had absolutely no impact. As a matter of fact, how is that going to help when it comes to building relationship with your child's teacher? What effect is that going to have on how your child feels about you as a family, et cetera, right? That's been my result. That's been my experience. Even here in Hawaii, when you had the same-sex marriage debate, you had thousands of people outside the legislature. You had 5,000 people, and I think it was like 90% of them that were expressed concern. And many of them expressed concern in righteous ways, and some were really angry. Had no effect, no impact on the final decision. And Danny, we have to help families to cope with the situation that we're in right now, and then help their children to thrive. You know, when Christ, you know, people say, well, you know, Christ turned over the tables. And I say, yeah, but who was he mad at? He wasn't mad at the non-believer. He wasn't mad at the government. He was mad at the church. So is that the way, should we be responding that way out in society? That's just been my experience. But what I find is, and what we've found, is when people work with their children one-on-one, building relationship, just the same as, Danny, how do you treat your next door neighbor? If you don't like the fact that he's building a fence, you know, you go over there and do you bulldoze it down? Or do you go and talk, you know? And especially as a person of faith, try to build relationship. And we're far better off when we build relationship before we have a problem.
You can find out more from Phil Lees at peacehawaii.org or peaceontario.com. Phil Lees. Phil, could you lead in a prayer? People all across the country right now are engaged, thinking, concerned. Mm. How are they going to be involved? Well, lead in a prayer, please, that the Lord may guide and pour out his grace.
Heavenly Father God, you know, we thank you. We thank you for Scripture. We thank you for the guidelines in Scripture to live a healthy life. We thank you for the guidelines in Scripture on how we need to be working to influence our community. And Lord, you've given us the Great Commission to bring people to Christ. But we don't do that with a baseball bat. Father, I apologize because we've created opportunities for the powers of darkness to come in. We're not engaged with our schools like we used to be. We may not be discipling our children the way we should. I thank you, Father, for this awakening time. I thank you, Father, for what you've done in my life and the life of others around this, not just the peace movement, but within the church. They're starting to awaken, you know, and want to be a positive influence. We deeply care and are concerned about our children, your children, our spiritual heritage, and the truth. And Father God, we just pray, Lord, that you will rise up leaders in states across this nation, across the world, that will come forward to share the truth, but to do it 100% truth, but 100% grace, in your grace, and that we would truly represent you. Father, we just ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Felice, you are, dear brother, you are a gift of God's grace. As you speak, as you explain, as you convey your experiences, the grace of God emanates from you through these airwaves, radio waves, internet waves. They come across. The grace is on, grace of God is on you, and the grace of the Lord becomes ours as you embody what God has called you to do. So thank you, Phil. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny. It was an honor to be here.
Dear one, I hope that as you've heard today, you heard from Phil Leese, his story, his journey, his insights, that you were blessed. You can find out more about him at peacehawaii.org or peaceontario.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. You know, if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment, as we always say, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to The Good Life Hawaii and click Partners. Romans 3:29. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Phil Leese. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, with special thanks to Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.